Happy Wednesday, everybody. Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like DVC by D-Point. D-Point is a mobile resource for Disney Vacation Club owners. Just released, version 4.0 has a redesigned interface and great new features designed to make planning your next DVC vacation easier than ever. Another great feature is the point tracking feature. You can view all of your saved vacations all in one place and simply drag your saved vacations to the appropriate year and you are done. The app takes care of all the details, totals all vacations for the year, even reconciles the number of points you have remaining. Check out DVC by D-Point and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 809 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks so much for checking in for another One Commute Question Show, where we take your listener questions and answer them here on the show. And hopefully we all have a little fun, you know, talking Disney, all kinds of different topics. And, you know, maybe along the way we'll learn a little something to make our next trip just a little bit better. So joining me today for another great One Commute Question Show, we have Ricky, who you can find her over at touringplans.com, blogging. She's over at adisneyworldafterall.com. That's her site. And, of course, putting out the bi-weekly, magically speaking, e-newsletter. What's up, Ricky?
Yay! I'm ready to answer questions. Yay.
That's right.
This will be fun.
All right. Also joining us from makingmagicandmemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Wednesday, Deb.
Hey, happy Wednesday to Mike and everybody. So are you having a good week so far?
Hey, we're halfway there. Hump day.
There you go.
You know, Geico won't let it go. They brought the camels back,
so
they
got to
keep it going.
Oh, that commercial
is hilarious.
It's not even Wednesday.
That's it. It's not even Wednesday. Mike. Anyway, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam.
Happy Wednesday. I have to say, this is our craziest time of the year, right? For the first, like, I'd like to say 3 months. It usually extends into 4 and maybe 6 months. And then we have
so
like a 2 week
whole
break.
Year, and then we start planning Christmas and then it's just all gone now. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyways, but I'm happy to say, you know, I know that the special that's out right now isn't quite as glitzy as free dining, but it is saving people a lot of money. So we're happy to be doing that. It's just, you know, that's how it goes this time of year. Everyone's planning their vacations. And I love that time of year. I love to have a vacation to look forward to, and I like when everyone else does too. So
that's right. It's a great time to get down there because, again, you know, I've said this in, you know, some of the previous shows, but this special goes from February 22nd to like the second week of June. And
exactly.
If you can get down to Florida, like if you're from the Northeast or the Midwest or anywhere where it's really cold most of the wintertime and you got snow and just dead grass everywhere, just to see some green in like March or April is amazing. It can carry you over into the summer.
Well, not only that, but just the fact that it like practically extends in the summer, this special. And we, you know, I think it's easy to forget that there's not that many times of year when you can look that far ahead and already know what you're going to pay for it. Usually you're like booking and hoping a discount comes out and blah, blah, blah. But you don't have to in this case. So anyways, I'm just, you know, I'm always glad when Disney releases some kind of discount. We love to help people save money, and this one can be a really good one. So,
yeah, I'll be honest. I'm looking at, you know, going down over spring break just for like 3 nights or maybe 4 nights at the most. And we're in between annual passes at this point, so we're going to get those when we go down in the summer because the cruise is in July. So if we get them in July, we're going to have them for that whole next year, and then we could take our summer vacation next year in June. So, you know, we can get the maximum, you know, use out of those APs, but we're thinking about going down for like 3 nights, maybe 4 nights, and just staying in a moderate with that discount and just enjoying the resorts, you know, going around downtown Disney and stuff.
Oh, and some of the pools, I will tell you this last vacation, and I'm sure we'll talk about this too, what we did on our vacations, but some of the days that we laid by the pools were actually some of my favorite days of vacation. As I look back on it, I was like, ooh, that was a good day.
So. You know, I used to say, that'd be crazy not to go to the parks, but I've done this once, and we loved it, so I'm thinking about doing it again, you know, just soaking up some warm weather, and, you know, even our spring break is before spring training ends, so maybe get to drive over and see a ball game, too. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to the questions here. And, you know, I got to quit spring dreaming here because it's still January, unfortunately. But it's not too bad right now. So anyway, Vicky Wells has her first question. She's our friend over in the UK. She says, Mike and the gang, I'm so excited we can now say we're going to Walt Disney World this year. Yay. We're coming over the pond in October, so we want to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Historically, when are the dates released and when do they go on sale? Secondly, we have bought APs but just have the voucher at the moment. Will we be able to get an AP discount on the party tickets even though we do not actually have our APs until we get there? If so, how do we go about this? Thanks for all you do and a very happy new year to you all. Vicky's over in England. All right, so Ricky, this sounds like a Ricky question because it's
history. Absolutely a Ricky question. I know this one for sure. Tickets are usually released for both Mickey's Not So Scary and Mickey's Very Merry around or so May 1st. So that's typically when they're released around. At least the past couple of years they have been. Disney can always surprise you and release it a little bit early, but like I said, the past couple of years, May 1st is generally that target deadline for that one. So, right, so that's when you can look forward to those.
So plenty of time to get a little, you know, heads up on that. You know, got a couple few months there. But what about the AP tickets with a voucher?
I've never done it, but I'm going to say that you probably can. If by chance you can't do it online, just give them a call. And I know, well, she's from the UK, isn't she? So that makes it a little more difficult. But if you've got a travel agent, they can easily do that for you. But yeah, so I would say call and, you know, make that arrangement that way, because I don't know. I'm sure that you can probably do it online, but not 100% sure on that one because I haven't done it that way.
So. Or just call using VoIP or, you know, Skype or some kind of solution like that.
Right, exactly.
All right, next question comes from Brett Stewart, my good buddy. And he says, Mike and ladies, Tammy and I are heading to the world in May for our anniversary trip. Congratulations, guys.
Yay.
That's right, just the two of us. Ooh, I wish I had the song ready. It was at
Grover, Washington.
just the two of us. That's right. Anyway, this time we decided to not get park tickets. Look at that. It's catching. I was just talking about that. Yes, you heard correctly. We decided that we would explore all that Disney has to offer outside the parks. We thought we would, if we got tickets, we would spend all of our time in the parks as usual and not take advantage of the other places to explore and enjoy. How would you spend 4 days and what restaurants would you dine at? We look forward to hearing your wonderful ideas and thanks for the great work as always. Also, can't wait to hear about your marathon weekend. Have a great Walt Disney World day. All right, that's from Brett. And we're going to talk a little bit more, not about the races on Friday, but about the other stuff from marathon weekend, you know, resort stays and dining and events and stuff like that. So that's coming your way this Friday. But let's help Brett. So let me just jump in and say that when we did this, we had two nights at Walt Disney World a couple years ago before a Disney cruise over spring break. And a couple of things that we really did, and Pam kind of mentioned this earlier, we enjoyed time at the resort swimming because it was warm enough down there to swim. Yet when you're from St. Louis in March, it's a very foreign thing to be able to get to go swimming. Mallory loved it. Like, we're swimming in March. And, you know, you can't do that at home for another couple of 3 months. So we did like that. And another thing we did twice in two days, we played putt-putt. We went to the Winter Summerland and played both sides of the golf course over there at Blizzard Beach. And it was just fun because it's got all the Disney theming. It's putt-putt. You can usually get a discount after four, or, you know, before, I think it's actually before four, you know, and you can look at things like that. It was a ton of fun. But, you know, he's right. Like, dining, that's a great reason to not only have a good meal, but to get over to a resort you've never visited and explore. And I would throw in Maya Grill, my favorite restaurant right now down at Walt Disney World over at Coronado Springs. It's your anniversary trip. Coronado is gorgeous. You know, you could have a nice meal at Maya Grill. I think it's semi-romantic. It's a great meal. It's not over the top, like with characters or, you know, some crazy theme. It's got the, you know, kind of feels like a,
they
you know,
smooth jazz.
Oh, man.
Yes,
they did. Yeah.
There you go.
That guy rocks. That guy is, I thought it was Muzak, and that guy was for real there. But yeah, I mean, it's a great restaurant. It's a very underrated, good food. And then, you know, after that, you could just walk around the water there out at Coronado Springs, walk over to the Pyramid Pool. It's a beautiful place. There's even a pool bar out there and in one by the lagoon as well. So I would, you know, say explore Coronado Springs. So, Pam, what would you offer to Brett?
So one of the places I think would be a great place to stop is Ohana. While not romantic, the fact is that you can see the fireworks It has, you know, some good food choices. I'm always looking for an excuse to go over to the Polynesian. You can check out the new lobby, which I personally really like.
Me too.
Just lots of things to see there. It is a cool place to walk around, even at night, even with the construction going on. So, you know, that would be a good choice. The only thing is, Ohana is probably one of the more challenging dining locations to get for dinner. It just is. So if that one doesn't work out, I would try maybe checking out the California Grill. I know I give that one props a lot. Or, you know, at the Contemporary, the Wave is also a choice. Again, you'll have a great spot. You'll be in at the Contemporary, and so therefore you can go see the fireworks out on the fourth floor. There's kind of a balcony there where you can go and see them, or you can just step outside the resort and you'll have a good view there too. But again, I always think anytime you can combine dining and fireworks, that's a good time. So maybe one of those choices.
Good stuff right around that monorail loop there, you know, in the Magic Kingdom area. One other thing that popped into my mind would be to explore Disney Springs, Downtown Disney, whatever you want to call it, in transition right now. But take the boat to Riverside and just walk around that resort. Because, again, another beautiful setting, just a stroll. They have that path. And check out Yeehaw Bob maybe on a Wednesday through a Saturday night, definitely. You know, and have a nightcap. I mean, that'd be a good thing. So, Debbie, what would you offer? Because he doesn't want to go to the parks, but wants to have a good time.
You know, when my dad was here, of course, it wasn't our anniversary. It was my dad. But what we
that would
did
be weird.
That would be really creepy. I love my dad, but not that way. But what we did was we actually didn't go to any of the parks, and we kind of rode the monorail. But what was cool about it was that we would get off, you know, at different stops. But one thing that I think they should do, because it is their anniversary, is get off like, you know, like Pam, that she took mine, is to go to like the California Grill. You know, go over to the Contemporary, enjoy that. You know, because it's beautiful over there. And it's kind of cool just to get on the different monorails and ride around and just see the parks from a bird's eye view. That's really cool, especially the Epcot one. Oh my gosh, that is like the coolest thing ever to ride through there, especially when they've got all the beautiful topiaries and the flowers that are blooming like crazy as always. It's just amazing. And it's just really kind of a unique perspective versus just walking into the park itself.
You know what? I agree with you so much, Debbie, because there's something to be said for riding those monorails when you're not trying to get from point A to point B, when you're just exploring and enjoying the experience of kind of just going around to the resorts. Because so many times when I'm on the monorail, I'm thinking, okay, in two stops, I got to get off the TTC. Then I got to run down and, yep, you know, transfer over to Epcot because I got to get there by, I have an ADR in like 45 minutes. Am I going to make it back to, you know, Italy? It's so stressful. When you take all that stuff out of the equation, it is such a different experience. It really is. And I don't think people realize that.
It is. What we also did was we took the boat over from the TTC over to the Magic Kingdom. So that's also something a little different before we got on the monorail to go do the loop. So, yeah, there's some really cool transportations, or maybe just for fun, get on the boat at the Magic Kingdom that takes you over to like Wilderness Lodge. Now, that's really cool. And then maybe have, you know, have dinner there or just walk around, especially like at night. It's beautiful with all the rich, buttery woods. It's gorgeous.
Absolutely. All right, Ricky, close this one out for Brett. What can we offer him?
I'm actually going to say go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and hang out there. There's tons of restaurants to choose from. So, I mean, really, you can't go wrong with any of the restaurants. You've got Boma, you've got Jiko, which is, to me, the more romantic of the restaurants. But, you know, I don't think you're going any wrong with any of them. And then you've also got Sanaa over at Kanani Village. So those are the options. There's tons of things that you can do at the resort. Make sure you pick up an activities guide. That will tell you the different activities that are going on at the resort during the day and at night as well. Of course, you've got the night vision goggles that you can see the animals with. You can go out there and sit on the decks that they have and just sit and enjoy the animals during the daytime. Maybe grab, you know, a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or something from the food court and get that and sit outside. And it's just, I don't know. I think that sounds like a pretty nice, romantic evening, afternoon, whatever. So that's my suggestion.
All right. Thanks for the question, Brett. And hope you guys have a great anniversary trip. We appreciate you writing in. All right. Next question comes from Backpack Tara, who is my good friend Tara Kachuk up in Canada. And she says, love the BOG shows. Always fun and loads of information to use on our trips to the world. Thank you. We are looking for some advice on our upcoming Easter trip. Five of us will be staying at Pop Century for 14 days. The sixth member of our group will be staying offsite at a timeshare. Friends offered him the timeshare they own for a fantastic rate. He has some serious medical issues, so this financial savings is the reason he is able to join us for the trip. This is the first trip we are having to coordinate trip plans with someone staying off property, and it is his first trip to Walt Disney World. One concern is the limited shuttle service to the Disney parks that is provided by the timeshare. Because of his medical issues, he cannot rent a car, so he has to rely on the shuttle. There is no extra money for taxi services. We did check with the Lynx bus schedules. It is a 15-minute drive from the timeshare to downtown Disney, but it is an 1.5-hour bus ride with the transfer, so it's a 90-minute bus ride with the transfer. Not something he is up for. Any suggestions on the best way to meet up with him at the parks or have him come to Pop Century? Any other ideas where we could meet up that are not obvious to you that we may not have thought of? I should mention that three in our party do not have cell phones. Because we have Canadian phone plans, those that have smartphones will be using them only for checking the apps using free Wi-Fi. Those roaming charges get expensive fast. Also, having FastPass Plus chosen at 60 days for five of us, well, he has only 30 days, should be little or no issue with a bit of planning. But what other things should we be working out? This trip includes a 90-year-old and two people with severe health issues, so planning ahead has to be done. We don't want to miss anything that will make our trip go smoother. Thank you, and again, that's Tara up in Canada. So lots of moving parts with this. I know Tara's a veteran Walt Disney World traveler. The one good thing I can say is that I know Tara is staying for 14 days.
Oh, that's
so helpful. So it's right. Not like you're trying to squeeze everything into 5 days. That would make it immensely stressful. Mm-hmm. So the luxury of time is definitely on the side of the travel party here. So I like that. Now, Pam, can you think of anything that they might want to think of trying to get this gentleman over to meet them at Walt Disney World when he's staying in a timeshare?
I would say do not have him meet you at your resort, because that'll be more challenging unless he's going to take a taxi directly. And you may want to consider the taxi route. I know it is an expense and it may not be in the budget, but it would get you where you want to go much quicker. And some of those shuttle services just aren't able to do that. But anyways, meet at the parks then if you are taking one of the shuttle services, because once he gets to the parks, he would then have to take other transportation to get to Pop Century, which would just add to the time, and really make sure that you nail down when those shuttles are running, because some of them stop running before the parks close. And I've seen the people stranded. So then you're going to end up paying for a cab
then
anyway.
Then you got the cab issue anyway. Exactly, so, right. Yeah.
Well, here, what about, and Debbie, I'm going to ask you about, because you're local, but what about like something like Uber? Is that a savings? I mean, I know that Uber is down at Walt Disney World.
I don't know anything about Uber. I'd really have to investigate that, but I would say run away from Lynx. That is not an answer at all. I mean, totally cross that off your list. You'd be waiting forever. Most of your time would be spending waiting on Lynx. It's got its pluses, but I would not do that. I'm not sure, like you said, Mike, about the Uber. What you might also want to do is, this is just a thought, is call the timeshare itself. Explain the situation to see if they have maybe, sometimes they might have like a person that is like a transport person. I don't know. Every place is different, but they might actually have somebody that could actually drive this individual to the parks and back if for a price, but it might be still cheaper than a taxi, but it's not going to be as cumbersome as another mode of transportation. But it never hurts to call them and ask them directly.
I agree. I mean, the phone call can never hurt. You might get something that's pleasant. You know, it might be a price, but definitely it could be your least expensive option. So I like that idea, Debbie. Now, let's get on to, like, the fast pass. You know, the on-site folks are going to be booking their fast passes 60 days out. This gentleman's going to go at 30. And I know Tara's very creative in how she does things. She knows what's going on down at Walt Disney World. But, Ricky, can you think of anything else that they need to think of when they have – because I know you stay off-site sometimes, but –
I do.
You know, when you're trying to think of like linking up, because a lot of times you're staying offsite, but you're hanging out with people that have, you know, resort reservations. So anything we can
think of? Yeah, the problem is that I'm not making my fast passes that far in advance. So, you know, I'm not the best with that. I actually hardly ever make them in advance at all. As a matter of fact, sometimes I don't even make them till the day of, if I make them. So,
you know, with that process, I think that there is a way that they can, minus like the really, 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 really popular stuff. So you're not going to get to do like Anna and Elsa. You're not going to get to do this for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. But everything else, for the most part, what you can do is there is a copy feature that is available. And you can, on My Disney Experience, and what if everybody else has that, you can copy your fast passes to the other person who does not have the fast passes yet. So that is always an option for you guys. Now, I'm sure you probably can't do that until the 30 days out. But at least that's an option so that you can copy the times so that they're almost exactly the same. And you can copy the attractions so that those would be the exact same. So that would be my suggestion for you guys, to use that copy feature. You'll
and
see
I
it
bet
there.
Most will be available.
Absolutely.
Anna and Elsa, no. But I think even Seven Dwarfs will be. We have not had a ton of trouble with that lately. So
yeah, it depends.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so...
It's an Easter, I mean, so that could be an issue slightly for,
it could,
for availability.
Yeah, it could.
True.
Yeah, sure.
But if you do the copy feature, for the most part, minus those big attractions, you're going to be fine. There will likely be enough availability overall so that the copy will work. So yep. That's just the issue, is when things are full, then the copy doesn't work because there's not an extra fast pass to give. So that's why.
And the thing you got to remember is that you're not blocked out of any experience. And I know Tara does this. You know, you could rope drop things like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and do that, and then use those fast passes for that second tier and really
Absolutely.
Make your day awesome. You know, you're not really blocked out of anything. You just
right.
You got to be. And Tara does this. She's very creative in her use of fast passes, so it'll be fine. You're gonna have a great trip, and it's amazing that you have this many moving parts. And I know Tara, you're gonna have an amazing trip. So I can't wait to hear
Absolutely.
About it. We've had Tara on the show. All right. Next question comes from Debbie Yelter. She's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello, all. Love your podcast and the plethora of Disney information you pass along to us listeners each week. My family of 7, 2 adults and 5 kids are scheduled for a trip in October from October 30th to November 7th, 2015. This will be 4 of our children's second trip and our youngest's first trip. Last time we went, it was in mid-June 2012. Heat rage, anyone? Our trip was planned 45 days prior to leaving, and I was pregnant. The trip was great, but there was lots we missed out on. We were trying to plan in lots of extras this trip, and one of the draws to this time at Disney was being able to see the fall decorations at the beginning of our trip and some Christmas decorations towards the end of our trip. As has been in the past few years, could we expect the first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party to be on the first Friday night in November, November 6th. We are hoping this is the case and are planning on adding this onto our trip for some extra magic. Also, when will the Osborne lights, or whatever they'll be called next year, be out? Thanks so much in advance. I'm sure I'll have many more questions in the upcoming months. All right, Ricky, sounds like another scheduling thing for you. So she's looking to see, historically, she's looking for November 6th of this 2015 for possibly maybe yeah. being the first Christmas party. So what do you think?
I think she's got a good shot at it. I mean, like, everything is a moving part, so you never know. Disney can always change their mind. I mean, you know, last year they had the Food and Wine Festival up a week, so they had an extra week this year. Instead of having an extra week at the beginning, they're actually having the extra week at the end. So, I mean, you know, things can change. They are moving parts. But I'd say that there's a really good chance that there will be a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on the 6th. Disney usually likes to hit that and hit it hard at the beginning because there's not that many weeks that they can do Mickey's Very Merry. Or, yeah, Mickey's Very Merry. So, because they don't do it right before Christmas, you know. So, they're limited on the number of weeks. So, they want to try to get the most number of weeks possible. So, if they can get it done by the 6th, they're going to do it. So, I also think the same thing goes for the Osborne lights. I think that they should be turned on sometime around then. Because, again, it's such a huge draw for Disney's Hollywood Studios. They've got the lights already set up, so really all they have to do is flip that switch. And the earlier they can do it, the better. Now, of course, we don't know what's going on at Disney's Hollywood Studios this year. We don't know if there will be a huge, massive refurb going on in that area. So I would expect it to happen. But, again, anything can happen, especially at Disney's Hollywood Studios and with all the work that's going on. So, you know, I expect it to be there next year, but You never know.
You know, and I'd also guess the weekend of November 6th will be the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, and they're going to have all those people there for the race. And so yes. I would not be surprised to see a party because that's just more draw for that party.
Correct. It'll sell out. That is the weekend of the Wine and Dine.
So. And it'll sell out, so get your tickets when you can, I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Let's get the last question of the day. And this one comes from Caitlin, who is in Cranford, New Jersey. She says, hi, Mike, Pam, Ricky, and Deb. I recently got engaged to the greatest guy in the world. His only flaw is that he is marginally anti-Disney.
Is she married him anyway?
Well, they're engaged. I don't know. We got to get further into this.
That's right. She's engaged. That's right. Good point.
We still have three more paragraphs. So getting married and or honeymooning at Walt Disney World is 100% out of the question. But that's okay. Instead, I'm going to do the next best thing in having a Walt Disney World bachelorette party. Ooh, that sounds like a party.
Yeah.
A group of about 8 gals are looking to go down at the end of February 2016 before our May wedding. Lucky for me, I have at least 2, possibly 3 trips to the world planned between now and then, so the wait won't be too torturous. My question is this. We're planning to go from a Thursday to a Sunday and rent DVC points to stay in a 2-bedroom villa at the boardwalk. The issue is that not everyone will be staying the same number of days. My sister and I will likely be the only ones to stay through the entire trip, with everybody else coming out Friday. Since we are booking room only, I'm guessing this doesn't matter, but I wanted to make sure that my train of thought was correct. I plan to put everyone's name on the reservation for Thursday through Sunday, but then just have them buy theme park tickets separately so that each girl is only buying tickets for the days they'll actually be in Disney. Does this make sense? I don't know that Disney cares whether or not it's just me and my sister living large in a 2-bedroom villa meant for 8 people for one of the nights, as long as everyone is on the reservation. They just wouldn't physically be in the room for one of the nights. Is this okay? My sister and I are pros at Disney, but most of the rest of the group are either first-timers or have only gone once or twice. I want to make this trip as stress-free and enjoyable as possible for all of them, so I really want to have the logistics as ironed out as I can before I blind everybody with the Disney magic. Appreciate your input as always. Keep up the awesome work. All right, so Pam, how's this going to work? They're going to go room-only reservation, add-on tickets a la carte. So it sounds like this plan should work, especially with a 2-bedroom, because you have so many people, you know, allotted for that kind of space.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure. I always suggest that everyone goes on the reservation. You need to do that so that everyone gets their magic band, you know, all of that. So that's a must. When you check in, the only thing I like to do each time I arrive at Disney is whatever magic band I'm using, I ask them to actually check it.
Yes, I did
that
too.
When I get there.
And I get scolded because I have so many magic bands on my profile.
Me too.
You have a problem.
But exactly. So if when you're checking in, you have them check your magic bands when you're the rest of your party arrives, have them stop just at the front desk to have their magic bands checked too. You aren't breaking any rules. You'll be able to save a little bit on tickets for the time that they'll be there. Really, after you get a 4-day ticket, a 5-day or longer is not that much more. So just make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck. And what I'm saying is, if you have a chance that you may be in the parks, you know, for part of that day, the rest of your party for part of that day, make sure you get them a ticket because you're probably only paying like $4 more or something. So just make sure that you do that. You check, do the math, and you'll be great.
All right. Keep those questions coming, Caitlin, because we are Bachelorette Party Central here, you know, as far as Woo-hoo! Disney Bachelorette Party. So we'll help you out throughout the process because we have plenty of time, it sounds like. All right. I love that. All right. Well, that's going to do it for our question show today. Thank you so much for the questions. Please do send in your question to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. You know, hey, maybe we have some bachelor parties coming up down to Disney, you know, golf. Let's do something. I guess it wouldn't be too crazy. It's pretty safe. You know, hey, Caitlin, send your fiance down to Disney. It's a lot better than sending him to Vegas or, you know, Atlantic City or something, I guess. But yeah, we'd love your questions. So send those to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. And let's face it, it's 2015. We're all counting down to that next trip to Walt Disney World. 171 days to the Be Our Guest podcast cruise. Not that it's in my phone or anything, but it is. And I'm getting reminders each day till I get to head out on the Disney dream again. So you need that excitement as well. You're going to have great pictures. You can have audio alerts there. I get mine every day at 2:05 after my students leave class. And it just makes the wait a little less painful and a lot more fun. So check them out today. You can also get a D-Point that's going to help you out with your DVC reservations as well. And again, please leave a review over in iTunes for the folks over at virtualmickey.com and their apps. That helps new people find these great apps for their devices. So check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Please do check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today is World Showcase Wednesday morning, so all the tracks all morning long are coming from Disney's World Showcase, Walt Disney World. And also tomorrow, we have two shows each Thursday morning. We have Retro Walt Disney World, which means we only play stuff you can't hear anymore. And unfortunately, it's becoming more and more easy to find those tracks.
Because hello, can play, off kilter.
That's right. Early? We can play a set of Off Kilter, the Fife Group, Malstrands, all kinds of good stuff. So check that out. And we also go resort hopping every Thursday morning, where we play stuff that if you were staying at a Walt Disney World resort, you would hear, like the resort TV audio, the background loops from the various Walt Disney World resorts. We even play some of the DVD planning audio, because that's just good stuff. You know, it's great for a Thursday. So check it out, magicalmouseradio.com. All right, we're going to get out of here before my voice fails me any further, and we're all dying here. We just, man, this Walt Disney World crud is getting us. But we'll be back on Friday talking Disney, and again, tomorrow we'll have the replay of Sunday night's live show, and thanks to everybody who was a part of that as well. All right, so for Debbie, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.